Jeannie Patel Thompson, international best-selling author, health product formulator, horse listener, earth singer, mother, medicine woman, elephant acolyte, and regenerative farmer. This is the Jeannie Podcast.
Hi, Jeannie here. So I have a business program where right at the beginning, I get people to map out their perfect day. Now, why is this so powerful and so useful? Because it's easy to have all kinds of dreams and visions and goals and plans, but until you detail out what that would actually look and feel like over the course of a day, you can't know that your dream or your vision or your goal is what you actually want, right? Because a lot of times we have this idea of, oh, if I could only do this, it would be amazing because this and this and this. But how does that translate down from this lofty goal or this big vision to what its impact is on your daily life? Because we don't live in the goal or the vision or the conceptual reality. We live each moment of each day. And what does that look like? And this is another really great check on yourself to go, well, I thought I wanted that, but when I saw what that translated down into for my daily life, and I realized how little time I would spend with my kids, I realized I would have zero time to have any kind of hobby or art or music. And then I thought, let me readjust that vision. Let me readjust that goal. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily give it up entirely. It just may mean that instead of having a plan to accomplish it in 3 years, you stretch that out to 5 or perhaps 7, you know, and it's all good. You know, like we have lots of time. There's no point. It's better to be in flow and to enjoy each and every day than to have this mindset of sacrificing and striving and hard goddamn work so that one day I'll be able to enjoy myself. How many retired people do you know that their greatest regret is that they didn't spend more time with their kids, that they waited, they put all their dreams for travel and expansion and fulfillment on hold until they retired, and then they retired, and guess what? They don't have the health. They don't have the energy. They don't have, you know, it doesn't work out. We are here to live each day in fullness and in flow and in beauty and in fulfillment. And as someone who has raised 3 children and lived and traveled all over the world, I am not speaking hypothetically. I'm speaking from my own experience. So in this program, I would get people to map out their ideal day in 1 hour increments, starting from when they woke up to when they went to bed. And you have to do it in this level of detail to make it real. And once people did this, they were astounded at the clarity that resulted. Some realized that their plan needed to be tweaked. Others realized that they actually didn't want what they thought they wanted. So this was a super valuable exercise for people, but I recently listened to a presentation with John Butcher. This is a guy who's being promoted by Mindvalley, where he led us in a guided meditation to visualize and imagine our ideal perfect day. Okay, a guided meditation. I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? So much more powerful when we bypass the conscious mind and we go straight to our deeper wisdom, our subconscious, or our physical body, because the body is the subconscious. The body is the densest part of the soul. And I was astounded at how much more powerful it was than using my conscious mind tool of mapping out your perfect day in 1 hour increments. So I wanted to reproduce that here for you. I've tweaked it a bit, but most of it is from John's presentation. So get yourself a comfortable position somewhere you won't be disturbed. You can sit down or lie down, like whatever's comfy for you. So as I said, we can have a broad idea or vision about our life and how we want to live our life, but it always comes back to the present. How are you living today? What are you doing today? And then all those todays stack up to form your life. The power to change or manifest or create does not lie in the future. It exists right now in today. So I'm going to guide you now as you imagine an ideal day in your ideal life with no rules, no limitations, no right or wrong, no good or bad. This isn't about what your conscious mind believes is possible. This isn't about what your boss, your partner, your parents, or your kids want. It's about what you want. Deep down, with no barriers of any kind, no judgments, a day in your life where you can truly be yourself, where you have released everyone else's expectations, or you're filled with joy and gratitude and pure happiness, just because you're living your very best life, exactly the way you'd love it to be. So let all your current responsibilities and obligations just fade away from you, and let's connect to your soul's deepest desires. Let's give your higher self a chance to speak. Let's allow your imagination to range freely. Let's begin. Just relax. Now, get really, really comfortable. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And as you exhale now, let all the tension flow out of your body. Feel how much the music is relaxing you right now. This exercise is blissful and it's easy. Take another deep breath now, hold it. And as you let it out now, let go of any expectations, any concerns, any worries. You're feeling more and more deeply relaxed now. This is your time. Imagine for a moment that you had no limitations of any kind. No limitations of time, no limitations of money, no limitations at all. Just let your spirit soar and imagine that you can do, be, and have everything that your heart truly desires. What would that look like for you? As I ask you a few simple questions, just allow your answers to flow out of you without overthinking it. You don't need to answer each of my questions literally. Simply allow the essence of what you're seeing in your mind's eye and what you're feeling in your emotional body to wash over you. And just allow this ideal day in your life to unfold. If you weren't limited by anyone or anything, including yourself, what would your perfect day look like? Where would you be living? If you could truly live anywhere you wanted, where would that be? What kind of house would you live in? What would your ideal environment look like and feel like to you? Just visualize it now. What time would you wake up in the morning? And how would you feel first thing in the morning when you woke up? Would you wake up next to someone? Who might that be? What does your ideal love relationship look like and feel like? When you look at yourself in the mirror, how does your body look? And how does your body feel? Do you feel healthy and strong? Are you at your ideal weight? What would you like to wear on this ideal day? How do you want to look? How are you going to spend your time this morning? You want to do a little reading, maybe some exercise, some meditation. What do you want to do this morning? What would you have for breakfast this morning? What time would you go to work? And what exactly is your ideal career? Where are you working? Who are you working with? What are your responsibilities? What kind of skills, talents, and abilities have you acquired? And what kind of goals are you accomplishing in your career? How much money are you making? How much money do you have in the bank? Financial abundance feels so good, doesn't it? Just let the feeling of your ideal day wash all over you. Your future feels so good. You're truly an amazing person. You're a remarkable person because things have fallen into place for you, and you just feel so blessed. So good to be alive. So good to just be you. After your productive, fulfilling day at work, what do you do to relax? Do you spend time in nature? Time exercising? How are you going to spend this evening? And who are you going to spend it with? What are you going to have for dinner this evening? And what are you going to talk about over dinner? What does your ideal family look like? Just visualize that for a moment. What is your relationship like with all of these wonderful people? What are your ideal friends like? Do you have a strong social circle that supports and encourages you? What are you going to do tonight, and who are you going to do it with? And finally, after a long, fulfilling day, what are your thoughts going to be when your head hits the pillow tonight? Gratitude, thankfulness, just to be you, just to be alive. Now keep your eyes closed and feel this for a moment. You've had the most amazing day. Every single day of your life can feel this good. Every single day can be filled with joy and happiness and peace. If you love the person you're becoming, and if you love the life you're living. Just hold this image in your mind for a moment. It just feels so good to be authentically you and to be living this masterpiece of a life. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that visualization imagery exercise. I know when I did it, it was so clear to me what was important and what I need to shift and begin working towards to manifest that. And then the next day, I was totally hit by overwhelm, some fears, some self-doubt, because I had not just detailed my ideal day and my ideal life and my goals and my vision, but I had gotten out my journal and I'd made a checklist of, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to accomplish to start moving myself towards this vision? And, you know, starting like right now, what's the very next thing that I need to do? And so I'd made this page-long list, and then the following day, I was like, "Oh, you know, overwhelm, fear, self-doubt, just all that. Am I just making shit up? Is it, what if I do this and then it's not actually what I want? What if it's too much? What if I'm not strong enough? What if I'm not capable enough? Like, you know, all of those things. And all of those things are just resistance. The resistance that our ego throws up, because our ego's job is to maintain the status quo, right? Our ego's job is like homeostasis in our blood, where the blood will maintain that homeostasis no matter what. If it's got to pull minerals out of your bones, it'll pull minerals out of your bones, because that's its job. And we have to view our ego the same way. Our ego's job is to maintain homeostasis, to maintain balance. So when we present ourselves with, you know, big visions and big ideas and lots of changes, our ego goes, no, that will unbalance us. That will not be safe. Get back here. And so that's fine, you know, and I also thank my ego. I go, hey, thanks. I appreciate you. I appreciate your role in my life. And I got to do some shifting and changing, and you're going to not feel safe for a while. And that's okay. Just go sit in the back corner for a while. And after we're done making the changes, I'm going to pull you back out and you can get back to work keeping us balanced and integrated after we've done our shifting. So it's a little bit of a different perspective on fighting the ego and fighting the resistance. It's just allow it to be, right? And then the other thing that I do is I go, okay, well, I'm feeling overwhelmed and I'm feeling self-doubt and I'm not feeling capable enough. I'm not feeling strong enough. And for me, my go-to is laser tapping. And I start tapping on those things. For you, it may be hypnotherapy, or maybe you have a craniosacral based therapy that you prefer. Like whatever it is that works for you, when you identify a block or a saboteur, or anything that's holding you back, what's your tool? How do you clear that and go to that tool and clear it, you know? And the great thing about a tool like laser tapping or, you know, EFT tapping is you can clear that shit in one session. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be this like long process, and it doesn't have to be expensive, and you don't have to, you know, go and do a whole workshop on it. Like you can just do a session or two, do it yourself and clear it. And it's so much more efficient. It's so much more enjoyable. And life can then proceed at this pace that actually allows you to do what you want to do instead of spending most of your life treading water. Most of your life circling through the same, you know, unproductive feedback loops. Just, you know what your shit is. Just get that shit cleared. It's not that hard. When you have a tool that works, when you have a tool that integrates the mind, body, and spirit, right? And I'm going to bang on about this till the end of time. That's why talk therapy does not work, because it doesn't integrate the mind with the body and the soul. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. It's maybe a very good idea to write down what you imagined and take it to the next step and write down your action list. What are your points? What do you need to do starting today? And your action points may take you, you know, a year, might be over the course of a year or 2 years to manifest what you visualized. It's all good, you know, it's all good. Whatever you're doing, you're moving forward.